Happy birthday to Hello, wonderful BKFK listeners. We have some very important birthdays to celebrate. Give me an M. Give me an A. Give me an X. Happy birthday, Max. And give me an I. Give me a Z. Give me another Z. And give me a Y. It's happy birthday, Izzy. We wish you guys the happiest birthdays ever. And we hope you enjoyed your special BKFK birthday stories as much as we did making them for you. Okay, let's hear who the superstars are for this episode.
My name is Russell. I'm 11 years old. I'm from Hong Kong and I like reading.
I am Micah. I am 7 years old. I am from Indiana and I really like space.
Hello, I'm Scarlett and I'm 9 years old. I live in Hong Kong and my favorite thing is dancing and playing drums.
My name is Jace. I am 9 years old. I live in Indiana in the USA and I like gaming.
Well done, guys. You were amazing. Remember, listeners, if you'd also like to be a BKFK superstar, then go to buykids4kids.co and click on audition. I guarantee it's a lot of fun. Okay, Ruby, let's get on with the story.
The Three Dogs. Once upon a time, there was a shepherd who had two children, a son and a daughter. Before he passed away, he gave them three sheep and a small house. After their father's death, the brother and sister had to decide who would take the sheep and who would live in the house. The brother chose the house, and the sister, named Clara, decided to seek her fortune in the wide world. She believed that she could be as lucky as others who had gone on similar journeys. With her three sheep, she set out on her adventure. But luck didn't seem to be on her side at first. One day, feeling down, she sat at a crossroad when suddenly a man appeared with three enormous black dogs.
Hello there, said the man. I see you have three fat sheep. You give them to me, I will give you my three dogs.
What would I do with dogs?
Said Clara.
I have to feed myself and the sheep.
These dogs are special. Small one is called Salt, and it will bring you food whenever you're hungry. The second one is Pepper, and it will protect you from harm. The big one, Mustard, is incredibly strong and can break iron with its teeth.
Clara, intrigued by the offer, decided to take the dogs.
Salt,
she said,
I am hungry.
And in an instant, Salt disappeared and returned with a basket full of delicious food. Excited about her new companions, Clara continued her journey. One day, she came across a carriage draped in black, carrying a handsome boy dressed in black.
Coachwoman,
she called out,
where are you going?
The coachwoman said,
the boy is the king's son, chosen as a sacrifice for a terrible dragon that terrorizes our land.
This is terrible,
said Clara.
I must help him.
She followed the carriage until they reached a mountain where the dragon lived. The boy prepared to face his fate, but Clara cried,
Pepper, protect him.
Pepper bounded up. He knew exactly what to do and charged up the mountain. Clara heard fierce snarling, roaring, and fighting. The boy fainted with fear, but Clara caught him as he fell. Soon the noises stopped. They could hear a thundering sound coming closer. It was Pepper. He was bruised and scratched, but it was clear that he had defeated the dragon.
"You and your brave dog have saved me,"
said the prince.
"Come back with me to my kingdom and you can be my princess."
"Tempting,"
said Clara.
"But I want to see more of the world. I promise to return in a year."
They said their farewells and Clara continued her journey. But while the prince was driving over a bridge, the carriage suddenly stood still, and the coachwoman turned round to him and said,
"Your hero has gone. It would be nice of you to make someone like me happy. Tell your father that it was I who slew the dragon, and if you would refuse to, I will throw you into the river, and no one will know, because they will think the dragon has devoured you."
So they returned to the king, and everyone was delighted when they saw the prince had returned unharmed. The king embraced his son and his supposed rescuer with tears of joy, and turning to the coachwoman, he said,
"You have not only saved the life of my child, but you have also freed the country from a terrible monster. Therefore, it is only fitting that you should be richly rewarded. Take my son as your husband, but as he is still so young, do not let the marriage be celebrated for another year."
So the wedding was postponed, and the prince secretly hoped his true savior would return. On the wedding day, it happened that a stranger came to town with three black dogs. She asked,
"What is the meaning of all this feasting?"
And they told him,
"The king's daughter is going to be married to the woman who has slain the terrible dragon."
The stranger, who was of course Clara, cried,
"That woman is a liar. She did not defeat that dragon."
But no one would listen to her, and she was seized and thrown into a prison with iron doors. While she was lying on her straw bed, she thought she heard a low whining of her dogs outside. Then an idea dawned on her, and she called out as loudly as she could,
"Mustard, come to my help!"
And in a second, she saw the paws of her biggest dog at the window of her cell. And before she could count to two, the creature had bitten through the iron bars and stood beside her. She was free once more, though she felt very sad when she thought that the dear prince would be married to the nasty, lying coachwoman. She felt hungry too, so she called her dog,
"Salt, bring me some food."
The king had just seated himself at the wedding feast when the dog appeared. It had come to find some food. It recognized the prince and licked his hand in a friendly way. With joy, the prince recognized the beast.
"My hero is nearby,"
he thought. Then he plucked up his courage and told his father the whole story. The king at once sent a servant to follow the dog, and in a short time, the stranger was led into the king's presence. The former coachwoman grew as white as a sheet when she saw Clara, and falling on her knees, she begged for mercy. The coachwoman was thrown into a dark dungeon, and the shepherd took her place at the prince's side. And this time, you may be sure, she did not beg for the wedding to be delayed. The young couple lived in great peace and happiness. When suddenly, one day, Clara thought of her poor brother and said,
"I wish to see him again and to let him share in my good fortune."
so a carriage was sent to fetch him. And soon he arrived at the court and found himself once more in his sister's arms. Then one of the dogs spoke and said,
"Our task is done. You have no more need of us. We only waited to see that you did not forget your brother and your happiness."
And with these words, the three dogs became three birds and flew away into the heavens.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.